I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Okay, so I am here doing a super fun podcast today. I have been looking forward to talk with Liz Marie. And last week I completely lost my voice and we were scheduled to record and I couldn't do it. So I'm glad we could reschedule for this week. Welcome, Liz. Thank you for being a part and joining in today.
Yeah, this is an honor to be here. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Sickness is never fun. So your voice sounds beautiful now. But yeah, thank you for having me. This is so fun.
It's just the time of year, you know, when just so many things, you know, just all the things and
yes.
Holiday last week. And I feel like everything compounds and all of a sudden, I don't know, it's just easier to get under the weather, I guess. But
stress, babies, all of
yes,
the things,
all the
it
things.
Adds up. Yep.
Before we talk about a lot of things I want to chat about, but there's one thing that's very close to my heart that just recently happened there that I'm very excited about. And that is that you got alpacas.
I know.
What?
And I've been meaning to, it was a complete random accident. One of those things where someone texts you and the next day
yes.
you all of a sudden have alpacas
yeah.
on your farm. You know, it happens to everybody.
Right? Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, okay. So I've been meaning to actually talk to you about
yeah.
this. So I'm glad that we're, you know, had a scheduled time to sit down because it is a whole new world.
Yeah.
So how they came to us is a kind of a friend of a friend situation. They lost their farm mom.
No.
They're both 13 years old and she passed. And so I was like, I am not worthy. Like you had this like amazing farm mom for 13 years, but I didn't realize that alpacas are very independent creatures, at least ours are.
Yeah,
they are. They're not super snuggly like my sheep. And I didn't realize that they can snuggle you, but you cannot snuggle them. That's how ours are. And so it's an interesting thing. I did cry like the first few days. I'm like, they don't love me.
Oh, it's not you.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you said that too. We have a local alpaca farm here.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. And it made me feel so much better. But Scooter and Handsome, they came here with names and they had never been on a pasture.
Okay.
They were actually hay fed,
you know,
very, very coddled and babied, which
yeah.
made me so happy. That's always so good to hear because
sure.
we do the same thing here. But yeah, they're out on pasture now. The transition's been great. And the one thing I learned about alpacas I thought was so interesting is that they do a communal bathroom.
Oh, isn't that so amazing?
I love it because our sheep just, they'll go anywhere
yeah.
and everywhere. They poop in their stalls. They poop in the
in
the barn. They'd rather
everywhere.
Go in there. Yeah, everywhere. Little nuggets everywhere. And I'm a little disappointed where they chose for their communal bathroom because it's like on the ramp out
oh,
to the
no.
pasture from the barn. So, but it does motivate us to keep it clean.
You know what you can do? You can move it. So if you move it, like their pile to somewhere else, they'll move. So
That is so good to know.
Or if you want them, it sounds totally weird, but yeah, if you want them to kind of move and poop in a different area or pee, because
yeah.
they do like to do it in the one spot. If you move their area, they'll naturally kind of gravitate to the new spot.
I am going to do that because I do worry we have a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And
of course.
He's not currently like running out in the pasture with them. I don't quite
yeah.
trust the livestock
sure,
or the baby.
Sure.
But there's going to come a time that I probably don't want him trampling through
a
lot
it.
Of things. And,
yeah.
you know, we avoid it, but a young child is not going to avoid
Correct.
It. They're probably going to think it's fun to walk in. So.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think the one thing, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because if anyone's listening with alpacas, I think literally the one thing no one told me was that they're not cuddly.
No.
And I feel like what you mostly see on the internet is people holding and, you know, little cute pictures and all that. And so it gives this perception that they love it and they really don't. And it made me really sad too. But then it made me kind of like, oh no, because they don't like it. So then I'm like a big advocate. Like if you're going to have them, they're like super great to look at.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. They're really calm animals. They're just, they just graze. They're like peaceful to look at. And honestly, they're great with kids. Like, they're not dangerous. They, you know, there's just lots of pros, but they're definitely not the snuggly, which is so you want to just grab them and they don't, they do not like mine will run.
Oh no.
No, it's you, not yours. Trust me. Every alpaca is, that's how they are.
Yeah. And it's kind of like interesting though. It's like, you know, like with each kid or with each person, like your love is different.
Yeah.
And they're allowed. So like I'll stand out in the pasture and they come up to me and they snuggle onto my neck and they'll like,
they'll kiss look me and smell. Yeah,
yep. Totally. And I actually really love that because, you know, the sheep are not like that. Sure. And so it is different in that aspect. And it's been really interesting. I don't, I should more. I don't really take my phone out a lot to our barn and pasture. Yeah. Like the first couple of days it was fun, but it's almost like earning their trust too, is like not sticking a phone in their face. Yeah. Yeah. So it is fun. Like once in a while, like we do like to go and like take photos of them and share them with the world. But, it is just like this interesting, like private little awesome thing. And I love it. And you do see, I think it does give you this like misconception of what alpacas are because I definitely thought I was going to be able to snuggle with those like big fluffy necks.
Nope. I know. I trust me. There's a few that I know have been like that for people, you know, and that's fine, but for the most part. So if you're listening and you want an alpaca, don't get it to snuggle with. I promise you'll be, you're going to be sad. They're great for other, you know, but you're going to be sad if you want to snuggle. No, no snuggling here. No, it's no cozy. Yeah, no. They're cozy to look at. Their fibers cozy.
When you shear them.
When you shear them, that's super cozy. Not hugging them.
Yes, exactly. And so that's been interesting. And, you know, we've only had them for a couple of months. So it'll be interesting to go into the spring and the shearing and.
Yeah. Oh, that's a whole, if you have questions, it's great. You have an alpaca farm nearby because, always reach out because I feel like they're a unique animal and not that many people have them, honestly. And so I've had lots of questions. So it's nice when you can, you know.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful for your wisdom. And, you know, you share like bits of knowledge too, like in your feed and stuff like that. It's very helpful to people like us too, especially like our hearts when we got the message. We could have just been like, no, we don't know anything about them. But I knew in my heart that we had enough knowledge under our belts and we have a lot of good people like you in our life that can, when we do have questions, we can go. Absolutely. So
that's the best thing. Helpful. Always ask. It's always better to ask than not know. And you probably know this, but in case you don't, and Jose might find this exciting. So alpaca poop is one of the only ones that's not hot. It won't burn your plants. So you can take it straight from the ground and put it in your garden. And it is amazing fertilizer. Like it is, and that's one of the reasons, that's what we do. We like, so you don't have to compost it and wait for it to break down. You can literally take it straight and put it on the plants. It won't hurt the plants. It'll just give like super nutrients. So just.
That is good to know.
Wonderful fertilizer.
I had heard it was good fertilizer, but I didn't ever hear why, how, or so that is very interesting. And we will be using that.
Come spring. For sure. Come spring. Yes. The poop pile. That's why they poop in one spot. It's good. You go there, scoop it out, and you're good to go.
Love it. Love it.
Oh man. Yeah. Anyways. Well, I wanted to chat about them just because they are it's just fun. Alpacas, animals are fun in general. Sheep, everything is fun. So does Cope love? You know, how is he? I think when we talked last time, Jared asked, what do you look forward to Cope learning the most? And you said you want him to learn about just getting, it's okay to get, you know, dirty. It's okay to learn the hard things. It's okay to just be out there in nature. And you were excited about him experiencing farm life. So now that he's a little older, cause he's a little older where he can be a part more. Yes. What do you think?
Yeah. And I think that's it. I wanted it to just be such second nature to him, the animals and things. Like on Sunday, we went to go visit some reindeer and him not being scared of them and being able to hand feed them that's the thing that I want. I want him to be one with nature and it just being like normal to him, you know, not being scared of things. Obviously, he's scared of a lot of things.
Of course.
He's two. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not like saying I don't want him to be scared of anything, but I grew up like being outdoors a lot and like playing in the woods every single day. And it was such a natural thing mm-hmm. to me, and the love for animals yeah. And Jose grew up on a farm. And so having that innate in him, especially in the world of like a lot of technology and social media and things like that, which I know that he will encounter one day. I want that to just, again, be another part of it. You know, it's not his whole world. Virtual is not his whole world. It's nature. So yeah, we're starting to see that more.
I love that. Ava and him, my little girl, I think, when was he born?
He's February 6th. So he'll be 3 in February.
Ava was May. So they're like 3 months apart. And just now it's like, you just see her going out there. And yeah, she's not afraid. You know, I have to watch her because she does just go out there. And I'm like, you know, hold on.
She might even be braver than Cope, I think, because
girls are a little, I don't know. She can be wild. And I'm like,
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a little less independent.
No, I want to feed them. And I'm like, okay,
that's awesome.
Hold on. But it is like, you see, I don't know. There's just such a beautiful thing to watch a little person, out in nature and just see them experience the life lessons you can learn. It's just so beautiful. And I feel like it's just such a God-given, like I see God so much when I see a little person out in nature and with animals. It's just such a wonderful thing. So I love that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's really cool to watch. And adding different animals. And even when we get to the chore aspect, that will be interesting. There's always something to do, as you know. So I think it will be a really neat way to grow up. And I'm excited to experience that alongside you as well.
Yeah, I love it. It's, you know, speaking of being a mom, and this is something you've talked about it some lately in stories, and I don't know what it is. And actually, I wanted to refer to your book in regards to it as well. This season of holiday season and life comes on so fast. And I feel like the world we live in is so incredibly fast paced and so just about what's next, what's next, what's next. That this year, more than in the past, I think it's maybe because Ava's a little older, I'm just feeling this need to be like present and just be like, just be still. And, you know, you were talking about yesterday, I think just ways to, during winter, even the days are short and you're just kind of like, what do I do? It's just a weird time. It's like a happy time, but it's a weird time. And I'm feeling it more than ever right now. And, yeah, I don't know. As a mom, just so that people hear your aspect, as a mom and this busy time of year, what do you feel like? What are those things you're doing to kind of ground you and to feel present, especially for your little one right now?
Yeah, and I have a lot to say on this subject because I do think the way the world is right now and the way things are going, I do feel like a lot of us are feeling this very amplified right now. And also being... I'm a new mom mm-hmm. and I'm realizing that he's watching my every move. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden this year is the first year he's 2 right now. Mm-hmm. This is the first year where he's kind of understanding now, like what's happening mm-hmm. As far as like the holidays and Christmas and traditions and things. So it's like turning off the noise, turning off social media and really focusing on him because he is watching. Mm-hmm. Now that is interesting coming from someone who works primarily on social media and on the internet. So really, you know, setting those boundaries and being really open with him, like mom's working mm-hmm. and this is what we do during this time. But then, you know, at night we are going to watch Christmas movies and I am going to put my phone down and setting those boundaries, where I didn't have to before. I could work any time of the day because he wasn't different. Watching me. Yeah. It's different, but also I feel like, and I'm really passionate about this lately and I wish that more people would talk about this is, and I spoke on this yesterday, was social media. We're like watching all these people enter the holidays with these perfectly decorated right. homes and everything looks happy. And I'm one of those people because I am only sharing one or two things a day. And my passion is decor and my passion is renovation and is our farm. I'm not sharing when a sheep passes away usually. I'm not sharing when my toddler throws a tantrum and has to go in timeout. I'm not sharing my messy laundry room and things like that. And so I have been trying to share more lately, like, listen, because that's not shared does not mean it's not happening. And we've been going through a really rough time over here. And I have been a little open about that. We are going through a rough time. And I think those times are amplified by the holiday season, mm-hmm. losing someone, yeah. Being overwhelmed at work. It's just all amplified because you're always feeling like you could be doing more. You feel less than, you feel like everyone else is doing more as you scroll. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel it. Yeah. And so I can't believe that my Instagram or blog could also make someone feel that way. So I've just been trying to do more reminders lately. Like, listen, our house is a mess. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? I've just been trying to be more open about that because again, it is my job and I do want to share my passions, which are beautiful spaces, yeah. but just also letting people know that not everything is beautiful and not everything is perfect yeah. alongside of that is very helpful as you're on social media this season and disconnecting more. Mm-hmm. That's very helpful. And just being centered with your kids and centering the holidays around what the holiday is really about mm-hmm. and showing our kids that as well.
Yeah. I love that. You just have to take the time and be intentional, you know, and mm-hmm. and that's what's hard is you have to really, truly be intentional and say, okay, this is family time. This is our time. Because it's true. When you do a job, when your job is your home, you can do your job from home. Yeah. It's like such a wonderful thing, but it's also, you can't let it be everything, you know? And that's, yes. I read something you were referring to your tip 92 yesterday in your stories of your book.
Yes.
So if you yep. guys don't know, cause we're kind of just talking, but, Liz just, her second book in the Cozy White Cottage series just launched last week, right?
Last week, Tuesday.
I have it here. And, it's about seasons and how to be cozy through all the seasons. And she talked about tip 92, which was cozy hibernation. And I won't read into all details, but I did want to read a little thing you wrote here that I thought was impactful. And it says, referring to these slower days, winter days, shorter days, these are the days for taking time to be a little leisurely, resting our minds and bodies and loving our people. And that's a good thing. It's okay, you know, to take time. It's okay to love our people and to just be present. And we need to be reminded of that. And you're right. It's like every time you scroll through Instagram, we all do it. We all do it. I do it. Oh, look at all they're doing. I mean, I'm like, oh no. I'm like, you know, I was going to share this. Well, now I'm not because they're sharing it. And it's just like, you know, I think if we just try to stay true to what we love and put our family first, everything else will follow. It will, you know, but it's not easy.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's exactly it. And I think, you know, anyone listening to this too, I hope more than anything, the words in the book kind of explain better about how we intentionally live cozy. Mm-hmm. I know that I was actually in a meeting earlier today and I was saying, you can only say so many things a day. And I wish I could give disclaimer after disclaimer and share everything every day. But that's just not possible. Yeah. So I hope that's what the book does more. It's like your house doesn't have to look like someone else's house. Your house needs to be cozy for you and your family. Right. And it needs to function for you and your family. And as you're scrolling through social media, of course, anyone who shares about their passions, they want you to be inspired, mm-hmm. but you don't need to emulate someone's life in order to have your perfect Correct. Cozy life.
Yeah, I love that.
And I always say too, like, cozy to me is my five senses being at peace at once. Hmm. And imagine like everyone has different taste. Mm-hmm. Everyone has different like smell preferences and touch preferences and look preferences. And so it's like my cozy is not your cozy right. and your cozy isn't mine. And that's okay. And
I think that's one thing we don't like accept is that we are all different.
Yes.
And that's what makes it so beautiful. That's what makes life beautiful is we all are different. And I think we are all created different. And so that's what makes us unique. And yeah, your home won't look like my home, and that's okay. You know?
Yes. Yeah. And a friend told me earlier today too, like, you need to, share more, like, you're the expert in this, but there's always this underlining thing that I never want someone to think there's only one way to mm-hmm. do something, sure. because yeah. everything has a million ways to do it. Yeah. And my way is not the right way. But I think with the book too, it's like, this is off. You could live in a downtown city flat, a farmhouse, a tri-level, any home, any style. And I hope these tips just teach you how, or inspire you how to be cozier. And so in that, I love that tip 92. I also shared another book yesterday. It's called Simply Christmas, I think.
Saw that. Yeah. That's
been so helpful for me. That's another book. It's a devotional, and it takes you through the 31 days of mm-hmm. December. And in each one, it's a very short entry, and it's like how to reclaim Christmas as a busy mom. Mm-hmm. And that has spoke to my heart so much. So that's another book. If you're looking for just a quick yeah. devotional, it could probably be good in any season though, really.
Yeah. Cause you can probably apply, yeah. right?
Yes.
I will say I loved your first book, but I really like this book. I like,
thank you.
I feel like it speaks more to me in the fact that it does give a lot of tips for how to apply some of these things to my life. And I think it's not just inspiration. It's how to do things intentionally, like in the summer, like, you know, what's activities you can do with your family? What are things you can do in the fall? It's just little tidbits that I hope will be very meaningful to so many people, because they can apply them wherever they are, however they live, you know, that's what's cool.
Yeah. It's so funny because, we started writing this book at the beginning of 2020 and it was very much like, yeah, it set out to be a totally different book, like all about like decor in every season. And I was like, what is the point of putting a book out? And it's very scary to put a book out in the way the world is right now. Because there are a lot of like varying opinions, but, I was like, what is the point of writing a book? It seems so frivolous on decor right now. And I had a few really good people in my life shake me and said, Liz, like now more than ever, a cozy home and a cozy escape is what, yeah, it's important.
That's where you are. That's
yes, yeah. exactly. And so we really dialed it back and we're like, okay, we're going to put some bucket lists in there because experiences are also what makes your home yeah. cozy. It's not all the decor. That's fun. Great. If that's like your passion. And I do have a lot of people that follow me that write me and say like, decor is not my passion. Mm-hmm. And so I love when you talk about like the different aspects yeah. and it's like, wow, people follow me that don't like decor. That's so crazy because like, that's usually where my mind is. Sure. And sure. so I thought that was really cool. And I do hope, that the book just offers those simple tips.
Yeah, I think it does. If you want to give one little tip, I liked, handmade ornaments. There's a section on that. Is there any
yes.
that you have made with Cope or are going to make? What's your thought on that for this year?
Yeah, we actually made one on Sunday. I love getting just those wood cutouts.
Yeah.
You can get them at any craft store. And what I always like to do, I have a hard time with decor, like not being like completely controlling. And I learned that as a mom, like, especially of a 2-year-old who's like my way or the highway.
Sure.
But how I control it, I guess, to some aspect is I give him like 5 colors that we use in our home or that we're using nice. In our Christmas decor. And then he's using my colors.
Yeah, but
he's completely, yeah, he's completely yeah. doing it himself. And so he made this, we did angels, which is a very hard concept for a 2-year-old yeah, as sure. an angel.
Yeah.
He was calling them ghosts. And I was like,
well, yeah,
kind of like, I don't know. So, very hard concept, but, it was really fun and he enjoyed it and it turned out so cute. And, that's just one of my favorite ways. Cause it's easy. I can kind of just set the paint out and it's already cut out for him. But we do that in like the fall too. I have frames where I switch art out. And I just give him little pieces of paper and I give him the colors of the season and you can just switch the art out. Ooh, and okay. it's a way to get your kids involved in your seasonal decor.
That's a great idea, actually, to do the colors. I've not thought of that. Ava is loving coloring right now. It's like, you know, yes. she loves it. But that's a good idea just to kind of incorporate it all together.
And some people listening might think it's mean that I only give certain colors, but to each their own, you can give yeah, them every color in the sure. palette if you want. But like, I found it's a great way to get him involved in our home decor, yeah. Beyond you know, art he's bringing home from school and things like
yeah,
that.
You know, it's an
activity at home.
I love that. It's funny you said it's hard to not be like, I get OCD about some, you know, like how some things look. And
yes,
man, as a parent, that is like I just have had to let go of some things because it's so true. Like it's, and I love arts and crafts. So yes. It's like, I want to do the arts and crafts that she's doing.
I know.
So when she starts to go, I'm like, oh, you know, and I'm just like, Annette, you know, just let her be, let her be.
I know it's hard. Yeah. And I always think to how I'm like decorating his bedroom right now and yeah. Someday, you know, it will be an interesting ride as a creative, but I do think that we are raising a very creative child as well. I watch him and I'm like, you know, very much like tons of pretend play and very much, oh wait, like we're a Play-Doh child. I actually just ordered like a 30 pack of Play-Doh this morning. Zulily today.
Great. Thank you. I did yesterday. Yeah. I was like, oh man, I got to get her some Play-Doh.
I shared it in my stories today for fellow Play-Doh moms, because I was like, was like $19 for this huge pack and
it
comes with a storage. Yep. Anyways, I was a fellow Play-Doh moms out there.
Oh man. Well, I think one thing that somebody said the other day, and I thought, man, that really resonated. It said, you know, kids looking back at the holiday season as they're older, they're not going to probably remember like a specific toy or this specific thing, but they will remember moments and they will remember time together and things you did together and those smells and those interactions. And I'm like, you know, it's so powerful. Just remember it's, you don't have to go like huge. You don't have to do something like so extravagant. It's just the time together and those moments that count. So yeah,
they just want you. Like they want you, they want the experiences. I do find, we talk about this in the book too, but starting traditions, we talk about cozy traditions and how awesome for something to look forward to every year. Yeah. Even if you're going through something hard, you can still look forward to those traditions every year in the season and for them to be able to continue that on with their children. Yeah. And speaking from experience, and I know a lot of people reading the book did have really hard childhoods and maybe they didn't have traditions. Mm-hmm. And so knowing you have the power to like start these traditions that can be free, like we're not talking about spending money and your tradition is going to Florida over Christmas. Right. I'm talking free, you know, they can cost money, whatever you need to do. But thinking you have that power is equal parts scary.
Yeah.
The thinking that you have like your childhood's remembering or your children are going to remember these experiences, but it's also empowering that like, even if you came from a rough childhood, that you can do that for your children and give them a gift. And I think that's so cool.
And that's just such a beautiful thing that they can look back on and have forever.
And that's all they care about. And it's really neat to know that you can do that for your children.
Oh, I love that. And I'm like, oh,
I know, me too. I've been very weepy this week, emotional.
Yeah, I get it. I won't keep you forever, but I did want to ask you, I always ask anyone I interview, like if there was one message for this time that you feel like is your, if everyone could hear this right now, what would you want to say to someone to encourage them?
Oh, this is so much. I could go so many different places with this. But I think just staying on the topic and keeping it here and something that I'm passionate about is we can try to change the world and we can, you know, feel the weight of the world on our shoulders. But what if we just dialed in and really focused on giving our families, whether it's just you and your husband or you have children or whatever it is, what if we focused inward on our family more than trying to change the world and changing their world, giving them a good environment, giving them a good world, and they can do big things in the world from there. But really creating a cozy environment, creating those traditions and spending the holidays focused on family more than anything, teaching them about giving and what the meaning of the season is, just really focusing inward. Let's just start there. Cause I mean, we could feel so overwhelmed right now with everything happening in the world and feeling like we need to do all the things and be the perfect person. But what if we were just the good person to our families?
And that's so important. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. I needed to hear that today too.
I know. I think we all do, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If someone wants to get the book, where can they find it?
Yeah, so you can find Cozy White Cottage Seasons on Amazon, Target, Walmart, anywhere books are sold, Barnes & Noble. You can also read more about it on our blog, lizmarieblog.com. And also with small shops, if you have a small shop local to you, we did something special with this book where we put a special cover on the book for small shops only. And it comes with free photo presets if you buy it from a small shop. So that's awesome. Really wanted to celebrate small with the book. I know it's very important with Amazon and, you know, with like reviews there and sales there. Honestly, sales probably count more from big box stores, but this time we wanted to focus small. And so we did something special if you buy it from a small shop.
I love that. That's unique. And I feel like especially now, you know, just in the last few years, the struggles with small shops and how it's just been so crazy, not to go on that topic, but that's wonderful to help support small businesses. It's so important.
Yeah, we definitely feel it inwardly. We own a shop here called The Found Cottage, a small shop. And so we feel the angst that they're feeling. I was actually just on the phone with my business partner before this, and it's very hard in this world. So we just wanted to give that little boost where we can.
Yeah. I love that. Well, thank you for being a part. And if you're listening, you know, Liz Marie always offers such beautiful, just inspiration daily and just, someone that you can relate to in a lot of ways. So take a look and get the book. If you haven't, I think you'll love it as much as I do. I'll be back next week with more topics, but for now, thank you so much for being a part and for listening.